All right, we'll move along to Oregon State coach Craig Robinson, and the Beavers are home this week, hosting California Thursday, and then hosting Stanford on Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Actually, away, Dave.
I'm sorry, you're away. Sorry.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Jeff Verrato, the Oakland Tribune.
Morning, Craig. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Can you, a couple of things, but can you, in a nutshell, put your finger on kind of why things haven't gone better for you in the conference after such an encouraging non-conference? And also just give me your sense of what you're going to see in Cal on Thursday, because they've been a little hard to figure lately too.
Right, right. Well, I think ours has been a couple of things. I think that, we had really gotten used to playing without Angus Brandt and Daniel Gomez. But it's a whole different thing when you play in conference and you're playing against better competition. That's first and foremost, and we missed those guys' leadership on the court. Secondly, I think we have had trouble doing the very small things. I mean, each game there's a small thing that's either making foul shots, not making a block out or two, that has cost us some of these closer games. And then finally we started out playing against the very top of the league, which, you know, would have been hard if we had taken care of points 1 and 2 in the first place. So I think those three things are things we've put our finger on, and points 2 and 3 are going to be the variables going forward. And with respect to Cal, I mean, you know, what we've seen is that, you know, the two guys that you have to really account for are Cobbs and Crabb, and that's been the case for the last couple of years, and we're going to have to find a way to slow those guys down. I think Cal does a fantastic job, especially at home, in transition, so we're going to have to make sure we take care of that. And then we have to just take care of what we need to take care of on our own. We need to do those little things that I talked about before, defensive assignments, not turning the ball over, making your foul shots, blocking out when necessary.
Do you think that one of Cal's problems is that people have figured out if they can not neutralize but at least slow down those two guys that they've become beatable?
You know, it's hard for me to say what other folks are thinking. I mean, I've just been able to take a look at the tapes, you know, after our last game, and those two are just so prolific from an offensive standpoint. You do feel like if you can keep them from going nuts on you, you have a chance to win. I don't know if that's the only thing you need to do, but you do have a chance.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Coach. Jeff asked one of my questions, but just about your club. How is the attitude? How are they mentally? Since things, you've had all this adversity and things haven't gone as well.
Right.
Are they still okay? Just how are they doing?
I think from a mental sort of attitude standpoint, we're actually in a pretty good spot. I think our guys understand that we are actually a couple of plays away in some of these games from having a much better record. I mean, USC game, we're right there at the end. So when you can see that there is a sort of reason for why you're at where you are. I think practices have been really good. The guys have really kind of come together, and they're trying to limit the mistakes that they're making. So, you know, from a mental standpoint and a psyche standpoint, I think we're in a good spot, as good as can be expected.
And do you think the team is capable of putting together a late season run the way, same way you did last year?
Yeah, I think we're capable. It gets harder and harder the later you start it, but we're definitely capable. I think that you put some of this adversity behind us, and you start playing well. Anything's possible, especially in this conference. I mean, there's some really good teams at the top, but I think what's been shown is that the rest of the games are all pretty close, and you can't necessarily count anybody out in a game, in any one game. So we're excited about the opportunity to get to play again and to hopefully right this ship as quickly as possible. But, you know, we put together a nice run at the end of the season last year. I think we can do it again this year. I just want to do it earlier.
Thanks.
Sure.
Again, to ask a question, press star one.
Make one more ask for any questions for Coach.
You have a question from Jeff Lerato, the Oakland Tribune.
Yeah, as long as you're still with us, Craig, give me your sense of what's made Oregon so good and so resilient. I mean, they've played most of the best teams in the league already, and they still haven't gotten a loss. How have they done that?
Yeah, I think their combination of athleticism along with the leadership they have, you know, when you have an E.J. Singler who's been through the wars and who's good enough to play against all those guys, that's a huge advantage. And then you've got veteran leadership on that team to go along with the young players who are certainly capable enough of competing. I think that's a job well done by Dana. And then Dana Altman's a very good coach. He gets his guys to play the way they need to play to win. I think you combine those two things and the favorable home schedule to start off with helps a lot.
You know, as good as they've been, though, I mean, everybody expected Arizona or UCLA or whoever. Are you a little surprised, like everybody else, where they are right now?
No. See, since we played them the first game, I got to see them right away, and so we scouted. We had some time to scout them, and I saw some of their non-conference games. That's a good ball club, so you know, I'm not surprised. Maybe some of the folks who were, you know, picking the rankings prior to the season starting were surprised, but I never pay attention to that. I just, you know, wait to see how guys play. So I got to say, Jeff, I'm not that surprised after watching them on tape and then playing them early on.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Craig.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, that'll do it. Craig, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, we'll see you.
All righty, bye.